Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You are about to enter the hidden world of the Overlooked. Welcome to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the weekly exploration of life's most utterly mundane minutiae, with your host, Craig Chapman. So sit back, relax, and let's get started.
Hello there, and welcome to the very first episode of Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the podcast that asks the question no one's asking, and then answers it at great length anyway. I'm Craig Chapman, and today we're venturing into the stretchy, clingy, and occasionally constricting world of Sockelastic. Now I can hear the thrill vibrating through your arteries, unless of course your socks are too tight, in which case maybe get that checked. So sit back, adjust your ankle garments, and let's unravel the surprisingly persistent history of the thing that stops your socks from becoming ankle scarves. Now, before elastic, socks were essentially long tubes. Tubes of woven wool, cotton, or, for the medieval elite, fine silk. Socks didn't stay up on their own, because nothing in the 14th century did. They lacked the inherent tension necessary to defy gravity. People relied on garters, cloth bands tied around the calves like a gentle thread. These garters were a surprisingly crucial fashion accessory for centuries. There are paintings, actually, of Renaissance nobility with their socks fastened just below the knee. It looks dignified until you remember they probably had to retie those bands every time they sneezed or even took a vigorous step. It was a constant low-level effort just to keep one's hosiery in place. The sock itself, the woven body, had zero functional intelligence. It was a passive fabric vessel, entirely dependent on external coercion to maintain its position. The garter was the tyrannical solution to a fundamentally loose weave. Fun fact, ancient Greeks wore animal hair socks. That's not relevant to elastic, but it does make you appreciate that humanity has been dealing with uncomfortable foot coverings for a very, very long time. Now we jump ahead to the 1800s. The need for a self-supporting sock was recognised, but the material science simply didn't exist yet. The first great breakthrough arrived in the 19th century. A man named Charles Goodyear, yes, if you recognise the name, 10 points, Tyre Goodyear, discovered vulcanised rubber in the 1840s. Now, vulcanisation is the process of treating rubber with sulphur and heat, transforming it from a sticky brittle mess into a durable, flexible, and most importantly, stretchable material that returns to its original shape, much like optimism in your 20s. Rubber could now reliably bounce back. By the late 1800s, rubber threads were being sewn into garments, including socks. It wasn't perfect. These early rubber threads were thick. They snapped easily and they broke down rapidly in heat, like a primitive clothes dryer. And sometimes they made your ankles smell vaguely like a pencil eraser. But it was a start. It was the first time a sock could contain its own structural will. Sock fact, the word elasticity was first used in textile advertising around this time. Before that, it mostly meant a personality trait your boss hated. The sock was officially innovating. And that brings us to the halfway mark of our discussion. This seems like the perfect moment for us to pause. You've been sitting there listening to, well, all of that, so you deserve a break. Hit pause, stretch out, and maybe put the kettle on. It's officially time to get a proper cup of tea. We wait right here and continue this entirely uninteresting conversation when you get back.
If you're looking for a drama or news that's profound, well, you're not gonna find it on this patch of ground. We talk about socks and the speed of the grass. We're experts in things that just happen to pass. It's the podcast for people who love to relax. Now that's not a very interesting podcast. Can bring radio.
Welcome back. We are just going to dive straight into it because I know how excited you are to do so. Okay, let's skip forward to the mid-20th century, a time of innovation, optimism, and comfortably high sock expectations. The 1930s brought us nylon, and later, the 1950s and 60s introduced spandex and lycra, DuPont's proprietary name for spandex. These synthetic fibres were a quantum leap, unlike rubber, which was stiff and broke down. These new fibres were lightweight, incredibly resilient, and could be blended directly with natural materials like cotton and wool. Sock companies promised socks that clung lovingly to your legs, which sounds like a red flag now, but back then it was a huge selling point. The elasticity was no longer just an add-on. It was woven into the very fabric of the cuff, offering consistent, comfortable tension. But these were also the days of sock oppression. Too much tension, not enough breathability. Many wore thick, overbearing support socks that squeezed your calves like a python with a foot fetish. Now, if you took them off and saw a deep ring of red marks, it meant you were either cutting off circulation or wearing fashionable socks. Maybe both. Now, no matter how advanced the polymer, all sock elastic eventually fails. You wake up one day, put on your trusty pair, take two steps, and they're pooling around your ankles like they've given up on life. Elastic degradation is caused by repeated washing, drying, heat, time, gravity, and yes, disappointment. The tiny molecular coils within the lycra fibres fatigue and lose their memory. Their abilities snap back into their original shape. There is a word for this, elastoma fatigue. Sounds medical? It really isn't. It's just the slow, inevitable entropy of your hosiery. Today's socks feature zone compression and poly-blended fibres, fine-tuned by sock engineers. Yes, that's real. Who spend years agonising over tension and stretch memory. But the fundamental problem persists. Often, the killer is simple, domestic malpractice. Washing your socks with fabric softener, for instance, the oils in the softener coat the elastic fibres, inhibiting their ability to grip and ultimately accelerating the fatigue. Also, drying them on high heat is essentially a thermal assault on the polymer structure. The irony remains, the more expensive the sock, the faster it sometimes seems to fall down. Luxury is not always loyal. So what have we learnt? That sock elastic has a surprisingly deep yet still incredibly boring history. We've gone from tyranny by garter to liberation by lycra, only to fall victim to the slow, gentle betrayal of elastoma fatigue. Innovation marches on, but socks still fall down. And that some topics, no matter how trivial, can be stretched far beyond their limits. Just like elastic. Thanks for listening to Now That's Not A Very Interesting Podcast. If you found this episode gripping, maybe your socks still are too. And remember, the tighter the cuff, the quicker the bluff. See you next time. Or don't. Aye, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast. If you have a suggestion for an even more uninteresting subject or just want to say hello, you can reach us at nowthatsnotaveryinterestingpodcast@mail.com. Please also subscribe, leave a quick rating, and share it with a friend. We will return next week with another fascinatingly uninteresting subject.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.